Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking to us about how the part-time real estate investor can maximize his or her resources and thus exceed his or her expectations, because managing those expectations is essential. So with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So as we customarily do, let's dive into this, because you have specific recommendations about the ways part-time real estate investors can surpass their expectations. Tell us about that.
Well, the word you use, expectations, is key. You know, when we last spoke, we spoke a lot about goals, and specifically we talked about goals for 2017. Because as it is, we're speaking here in the month of January, and for all the part-time real estate investors out there, I'd imagine many of them have set goals, and they've set goals with respect to what they want to accomplish this year in terms of their part-time or weekend real estate investing. And with those goals, they're all founded or based on expectations of what you as a part-time real estate investor want to achieve in 2017. And, you know, it's key that you set expectations so that you can in turn set the proper goals. And the risk of having incorrect expectations or perhaps lofty expectations will result in perhaps lofty goals, which ultimately, 12 months from now, could end up in frustration as a result of not achieving those lofty goals, which are based on those lofty expectations. So we want to talk today, now that you've hopefully set your goals, let's do a gut check and make sure that those goals are realistic and that, most importantly, your expectations are realistic, so that at the end of this year, in December of 2017, you can look back and hopefully surpassed your expectations and achieved all your part-time real estate investing goals. And as I set my own expectations and ultimately poured my own goals, there's some guiding principles that I use with respect to my real estate investing. And first off, and I'll warn you, this first one, it's very unorthodox and may strike you as odd or contradictory to what we're taught or what we see in today's culture, but you've got to keep in mind that as a part-time real estate investor, more is not necessarily better. And like I said, that contradicts everything we probably see and hear and even perhaps live by in today's culture. You know, we live in a culture of excess, and more is always better. You know, we need more money. We want more time. We want, you know, more toys, cars, boats, houses. We want more of everything. But when you set your part-time real estate investing goals, make sure that you're not setting them based on the principle of more is better. And we'll talk more about that in a minute, but keep that in mind. And then secondly, you know, there's a very famous company out there today that we all know, and we've all probably purchased their products, and, you know, their slogan is just do it. Keep in mind, their slogan is not just do it all. And there's a reason for that. We can't do it all. We can do it and do some things very well, but we can't do it all and do all things very well. So I encourage you, as you set your expectations for your part-time investing this year, you know, stay committed to doing it, but temper your expectations and realize you can't do it all. And we'll talk about that a little bit further. And then finally, with respect to your expectations and goals for this year, remember, and I probably don't need to reiterate this with our audience of part-time real estate investors who have full-time careers, but time is your most valuable asset, especially with you as a part-time investor, just starting out or even continuing with your current career and continuing to invest, you know more than I that time is your most valuable asset, and you've really got to respect that and manage your time properly in order to meet your expectations and achieve those goals for 2017. So let's go back now and talk these three key points with respect to your expectations for 2017 as a part-time real estate investor. You know, I mentioned first that more is not better. And instead, what you should embrace is that as a part-time real estate investor this year, I encourage you to focus on less in order to do more. And here's what I mean. You know, what's real estate investing, there are all sorts of strategies or exit strategies, as we commonly refer to them. You know, we can wholesale prop to other investors for cash as is. We can, as real estate investors, rehab properties and then ultimately sell them on the retail market. And then we can also rent properties, buy them, fix them, and rent them out as long-term cash flowing properties. And, you know, the list goes on and on of all the different types of strategies that you can do as a real estate investor. But the key is, as a part-time investor especially, you can't focus on all of those strategies and do all of those strategies. You just don't have the time to do that and do it well and meet your expectations. And I'll tell you, for example, for me, as many of you know, I'm a full-time real estate investor here in Dallas, Texas, and I've been investing for well over 10 years, but I started as a part-time real estate investor with a full-time corporate career. And to this point, focusing on less to do more, my first year as a part-time real estate investor, I bought one rental property. And I decided that's where I was going to put all my focus and energy, was on learning how to find a good property, learning how to purchase a good property, learning how to rehab that property, and then finally learning how to find a good tenant and rent and manage that property. And that was plenty for me. One rental property my first year. And it definitely adheres to the strategy of focusing on less to do more, because then ultimately the next year I bought two, and then I bought three, and grew my portfolio over time. But initially, as a part-time investor, I focused on less in order to do more with the purchase of one rental property that first year. So I encourage you, pick your strategy. And I know there's a lot of shiny objects out there in the world of real estate investing, and it's easy to want to do them all and become distracted and spread yourself too thin. So set some realistic expectations and some realistic goals with one strategy, and set your approach to that strategy realistically. Not to buy 30 rentals your first year, but maybe it's just one or two, for example. And then secondly, we talked about the difference between just do it versus just do it all, and the fact that you just can't do it all. You know, if you try to do a little of everything, you know, you'll ultimately end up doing everything just a little. And when you do everything just a little, I doubt you're going to achieve your expectations or your goals for this year as a part-time real estate investor. And unfortunately, you may not realize that you did everything just a little until you're well into this year, or perhaps until it's too late by the time you realize, gosh, I'm going in too many directions, I'm doing too many things, and I'm not accomplishing anything with respect to my expectations or goals for this year. When I first became a full-time real estate investor, I made this mistake. I decided I was going to do everything and ultimately realized that I was doing everything just a little. I wholesaled properties my first year. I rehabbed properties my first year. I bought and managed rental properties my first year. I was doing everything. And lo and behold, though I didn't see it at the time, and hindsight is 20/20, I soon realized after my first year that I did do a little of everything, and ultimately I ended up doing everything just a little. I didn't meet my expectations or achieve my goals that year because I attempted to just to do too much. I needed to avoid becoming a jack of all trades and a master of none. And I encourage you to take what I learned the hard way to heart and build your core competency. Figure out, you know, what it is you're going to do and do well. And, you know, this is very consistent with our other principle of focusing on less to do more. It just looks at it a little differently. You know, I encourage you to resist the temptation of all the different things you can do as a part-time real estate investor. And keep in mind, you are a part-time real estate investor. You may not have the time, the energy, or the resources to do everything. And you'll really need to hone in your focus and channel your expectations towards that core focus. And then build your goals around that core focus of what you're going to do this year and what it's going to take in order to achieve and meet your expectations. And then finally, near and dear to many of you as part-time real estate investors, as you set your expectations this year based on the goals that you've set, keep in mind and don't forget that time is your most valuable asset, and do not give it away for free. And here's what I mean by that. You're going to be very tempted as a part-time investor starting out. You're going to want to do everything. You're probably a one-man or a one-woman show at this point. And though your expectations or aspirations may be to ultimately build a full-time business, you're not there yet. And very good chance you're on your own, and you're going to find yourself with many opportunities to do everything or to try to do everything on your own. And that's going to take a lot of time, which you probably don't have because you may already be investing 40, 50, 60 hours a week to a full-time career. Your time is incredibly valuable, and as I said, don't give it away for free. If you determine the value of your time, for example, to be $100 an hour, well, be sure to recognize the fact that a lot of things you might want to do with your first investment property this year, i.e., paint it yourself, or put down new kitchen tile, or fix the roof, or whatever it may be, those things that you think you can do and want to do on your own at $100 an hour, based on the value of your time, there's a good chance you can find somebody who will do it for a lot less, perhaps $25 an hour. If you were to do that task yourself, you're theoretically giving away $75 per hour, or as I stated earlier, you're giving away your time for free. So be careful and resist the temptation to do it all your own. You know, I did it that way when I started. I attempted to do it all my own. And I'll tell you, one day walking out of my second rental property that I ever owned, I looked up to see a truck parked next to my house in front of my neighbor's house. And it was actually my neighbor's truck at this particular rental property. And he happened to be a handyman and had his name and phone number on the side of that truck. 12 years ago, I called that number as I was hauling paint cans and mini blinds and, you know, old floor tile, et cetera, out to my car. And to this day, he is my handyman. And I learned that at that point in time that I was not going to give my time away for free anymore. So I encourage you, too, to look for assistance, seek out others, and help you build your team. So focus on less, you know, do more, avoid doing a little bit of everything, and don't give away your time for free, especially if you're a new part-time investor here in 2017. And this realization may be what launches you forward into your real estate investing this year versus ultimately holding you back.
Excellent points, as always, Kevin. Very insightful and practical for the part-time real estate investor with an interest in succeeding. Thank you, as always, for joining us.
Thank you, Lewis.